Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
My 30s are passing in a blur. But what's too blurry to remember? What do we do?
All right. Listen up, it's two fellas that really put the more in morbidly obese, Cliff and Kendall.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts, come along for the ride. Where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything, belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring, and occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Oh, it's time for some vandalism.
You're vandalizing my soul.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff.
You know, Kendall, listeners feel like every week we vandalize the airwaves when we infect Rye 99, KBSH in Busheltown every Sunday morning at 4 a.m.
Rye
99. And also the internet, which is every episode. You can go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, cliffandkendall.podbean.com, and just binge listen to the show. And you know what? If you did that, your troubles would evaporate.
We infect everything.
It's like the end of, what was it, Dawn? What was the first one? Dawn of the Planet of the Apes? Where just infection, it just goes viral.
Just spread it.
Just the infection just spread virally like those videos on YouTube when the kids watch them with the clicks.
Just like those videos on YouTube.
You know, Kendall, it's a shame. Well, it's not a shame. It's a bitter turn of events that now YouTube people are like the big stars. And I know we said this already.
There was a whole conversation about this on the last
episode. But we missed it. And I'm saying like podcasting and internet talk shows and early morning radio programs, they're one thing. But, you know, people are doing shows like from their bedrooms. And they're just saying like, here's how you apply lipstick in my bedroom.
And we're at least more interesting than that.
No.
200 million followers. You know, and so I just wonder like what we're doing wrong.
Here's how you eat a piece of cake. That's what we're doing wrong.
I know we don't have enough time today to go into what we're doing wrong, to even crack that.
Maybe we'll do a whole episode. Cliff and Kendall, what we're doing wrong.
It's just a list.
I love
just
it.
Just
write that down, Mr. Snobby. Oh, where the hell is Mr.
They're not here.
Shit, I forgot they're gone.
They're not here. They have gone. Our producer, Mr. Snodbottom, and our other friends have gone to the Busheltown Outdoor Ballet this week. They had tickets for weeks. I know. I think it's just too windy today to do the ballet. I think tutus are going to be ruffling.
Tutus are going to be one-ones.
And nothing's worse than that.
Cliff.
Yes.
I did. Look, this week, you know, it's getting closer to Halloween. We're not in Halloween. I'm trying hard not to watch Halloween movies and get
right
in the spirit.
It's still September.
I know. You know us,
for
though.
Heavens.
There's skeletons in my house. That's how in the mood I am for Halloween.
Oh, there are most of them in the closet.
But I just watched American Horror Story Season 2, and it scared the hell out of me. I just want to put it out there. If you're thinking about watching it, if you have a high tolerance for terror, go ahead and watch it.
High tolerance for terror.
When you're listening to this show,
the listeners have a high tolerance for terrible things.
Yeah.
And so that's why they tune in week after week. Listeners, you know, people, I think, who enjoy American Horror Story at all, they kind of enjoy inflicting terror on themselves, inflicting pain. They're kind of sadomasochists. They probably do get off on listening to this show.
You know,
because it is a pain in the ear when you hear it.
We're like sadists because we eat so much every day that we put ourselves into pain.
Yes.
And
even though
it's awful, we do it every single day.
Over and over and over.
Don't make me weep on the show right now, Cliff.
Don't make me weep because I'm weeping already. because
I'm whipping on the inside.
And listeners, are this is a big reveal. This is a dramatic.
Oh God, this is the big third reveal on the show here.
Listen, it's reveal after reveal these days. It's just, it's like curtains are being pulled.
These are called promotable moments. That was not a promotable moment.
That's a sound bite for you.
Where were you going with that?
The truth is, what's happened in Busheltown and what's happened to us lately? I feel like we're Kurt and Blaine on Glee talking about being bullied. Ugh, people have just gone too far. The members of the West Busheltown Baptist Church, somehow, Kendall, they got wind of us. I don't know how.
They're standing downwind of us.
Charles the contractor is not even in town, and so I don't know how they couldn't have smelled us.
I know. Why was he not in trouble?
He's still with the circus, you know? He sent a package back, and it was just laundry to be done. And
yeah, like, where's the laundromat?
I don't know, but if you think Charles the contractor smelled bad before, just wait till you open up some of his laundry after
elephant
he's worked
shit
at the circus for several weeks as a roustabout. And there was, like, some ooze coming out of the package. There was something, I thought it was a circus peanut at first that had fallen out. But it was not. But anyway, Kendall, the West Busheltown Baptist Church have gone nutso. They've decided to protest our very internet talk show right here in Busheltown.
It hurts.
It hurts. And we came to the studio early one morning. Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn, were she here, she could tell you she was the first.
She screamed.
To see it.
I heard her across town.
She screamed. She clutched the brooch on her neck. And she...
I'm surprised it didn't give her a heart attack.
I'm surprised it didn't give her a heart attack. It gave Mr. Snodbottom a bowel attack when he saw it.
And Charles wasn't here to clean it up.
Charles wasn't here. He's suspect numero uno. They've spray painted a horrible hate message just all on the front of our studio. I don't even want to repeat it on the air because I don't want to spread the...
Don't spread the hatred.
...negativity. I don't want that to be spread like a virus. Okay?
Okay,
but I will repeat it. It was God hates fats, and I just don't think that that's true. Yeah, they think that we're promoting gluttony on the show.
How can we be promoting gluttony when we cry all the time about being fat?
All we do is cry. You make me wanna cry. So I don't know how they think that. I think they're sadly mistaken, but that has inspired today's show about vandalism, and we will get to vandalism right after
in six more minutes.
This. Right after this, Kendall, we have a new segment on the show today. Do you know this?
It's news to me, Cliff.
Were you in the production meeting when we decided this?
Mr. Snodbottom wasn't here to prep me like he usually does. I've got the notes right here, though.
Did you get the
here
facts?
I've got them right here.
All right. The facts is the world is just filled with terrible things, but we want to give out some good news. We want to give out some good news and fill the world with positivity for once in this horrible life.
We never
okay?
do it, but we want to do it for this.
We
this
never
time.
Do it. So we have a new segment that's called but this is
this
good.
Is good.
It's something great.
Something great. Something
why don't,
good.
Why don't
something
you start
great.
Start us out and give us some really good news.
All right, kiddo. I've got some good news. I do want to let you know, first of all, that even though I do have good news to share, out there in this bitter dark world. There's a lot of disappointments. I know we did a show about disappointments. I don't remember what happened or when it was.
It was disappointing.
It was disappointing, no doubt. But, you know, how many times you've been disappointed, right, Kendall?
Oh, God. I wouldn't have enough fingers.
When you look in the mirror. And so there's a lot of bitter disappointments. I was bitterly disappointed last week. It was my birthday episode, you know? And I thought for sure, after we did the show, I thought... No doubt. I would be lured to Kendall's house, and I thought probably Mr. Snodbottom, Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn, maybe Terry the Temp, and our First Lady Rayanne, maybe Dolores from KBSH, maybe Becky out on leave from the mental hospital, maybe some Hillbilly Willie cult members, but some people would be hiding and to surprise me for a wonderful happy 33rd. Birthday.
We don't have enough room to hide in here, Cliff.
But I thought that would happen, Kendall, but it didn't, and I was bitterly disappointed. Something good is happening out there, Kendall, that not even you can quash, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Even within days of my birthday, the disappointment of not having a party. I was so delighted because within days of my birthday, both Barbara Streisand and Lady Gaga, they just released brand new albums.
Hello, gorgeous.
Kendall, and they were recorded by them. The producer listed the universe, and they were for me. For my birthday.
Happy birthday.
See, there's never a Billy Joel album that comes out on my birthday.
Okay, and I wish Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn was here with me again. She's at the ballet. Because we also were talking about this. I hate to confront you about this on the air. It seems like only weeks ago. When did you ever become a Billy Idol or Billy Joel?
Billy Joel.
When did you become a Billy Joel super fan? I feel like only weeks ago you started mentioning him.
It was not weeks. It was a couple months ago, but it was something that I'd always loved, and it never came up between the two of us. And once it came up, the cat was out of the bag.
But anyway, I did not know anybody was a super fan of Billy Joel that was not over 50 and living in New Jersey.
I am pretty much over 50.
And there's nothing wrong with 50. It, but it is surprising.
Well, I'm so glad to be surprised.
And I want the listeners, because the listeners have been thinking, is this out of nowhere? Yes. 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 It was.
Yes.
Cliff. There are a lot.
So many.
Of hungry children out there.
I've eaten all their food.
It breaks my heart to see so many children that go without food, knowing how much we eat and how much I wish we could stop. And I see those damn commercials. That's for a pet, and that makes me sad too. There are all these commercials for the starving children, and it just kills me all the time. But. There is good news, Cliff. Halloween is right around the corner.
Halloween. Must be the season of the wind.
Are you not excited seeing the little bit of crisp wind coming through Busheltown? And a few of the leaves starting to fall?
In a pet cemetery.
Are you not getting so excited?
Don't want to live my life again. Of course, you know, I'm incredibly excited. You talked to somebody who ate, I've lost count of how many Reese's pumpkins I ate today, okay?
It's going out of style because
we're eating it. But anyway, you know, speaking of other things.
Speaking of other things,
you know, out there in the world, there's something bad out there today in the world. Kendall, there's a lot of policemen out there in this world who will just pepper spray whatever infant gets in their way. They don't care. They just spray them willy-nilly. Oh, you're four. Here's some pepper spray right in your face at point-blank range. That's how some policemen are, but
it's awful.
It is awful, Kendall, and that's what I'm saying. It's awful. But there's something good. There's something good.
The silver lining.
Something good is coming in the world, Kendall. This is good. Something's telling me I'm into something good. All right, Kendall, something is good, and it's on TV, and it's on ABC TV, and it also, thankfully for me, comes on Hulu. I'm talking The View, Rosie O'Donnell, Queen, Lesbian Pooh. She is back, baby. The bitch is back on The View, and it just... You know that it makes my soul so happy.
Oh, I know.
You know.
We just saw her live in person. Now, all of a sudden, she's a megastar on The View again.
And being able to see Rosie every day. It's like Rain Man needing to see Judge Wapner. Is like me needing to see her. I need her. If I can see Rosie every day, and I just feel balanced. Like I've had enough Activia.
Part of a nutritional breakfast. Nutritionist.
Yes, part of a nutritionist breakfast. And Kendall, that's all I'm good in for you.
All right, yeah, I gotta take a break. I especially have to take one now.
Okay.
Don't get any funny ideas. There's more funny Cliff and Kendall coming up, so stick around.
I'm so hot. I'm so cool. I'm so where it's at. I'm it. I'm a genius. Yeah. Crack will make you feel like that for exactly 10 minutes. Then you crash and a craving starts, and you need more and more and more to get that feeling back. The problem is, crack can kill you, and no one knows how much it takes to do you in. Each time you try it could be your last. If anyone offers you some, tell them where to shove it. Please, don't even try it, because you lose.
Here they are again. Two fat people who need help. Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, welcome back.
I do want to say one thing. Look, I know we haven't even talked about vandalism.
Oh, vandalism. I forgot all about, you know, without Charles here to tell him to wipe off the spray paint, it is so hard to even remember, because we're in the studio so we're not seeing it outside.
This is not about the hammer, it's about a better church. Nobody's here to keep us on track.
Nobody's here. Usually Austin's like, hey, there's stuff spray painted all over the front of the studio. But he's drove them, so.
But anyway, Cliff, I did have one other thing I wanted to say.
Okay.
About how, something that's happy that's going on in the world.
Okay.
I mean, look, I know that there is a huge homeless population.
There is.
And it kills me to drive past homeless people, and I really want to do something for them. It just kills me. But this week, I did catch up on that new reality show here in Busheltown, Rye Tonight, which follows the local rye farmers and then Old Mule Flappy. Have you seen it?
No. Is it on Channel 81?
Yes.
I don't know how I've been living without that, Kendall.
I don't either. But look, Cliff, we really...
What the hell have I been doing? How have I been surviving?
We should be talking about vandalism.
Vandalism is a terrible thing. But I did... There was something... There was another stray thought that I did want to share with you and Lisa. I was in the studio, and, you know, right after our software, the CD-ROM that Mr. Snodbottom bought that edits the show, right after it edits it, it, like, exports it, and then it kind of, like, spits it out, and it starts playing... And
really loudly.
Really loudly. And it started playing the other day when I was sitting in the studio next to the speakers. And the speakers sort of fell over. And I picked the speaker up. And the sounds that we were making were so loud. It's like I could feel them on the palm of my hand. And I thought, this is a great podcast for the deaf. And I thought, this is...
Every time you belt...
Oh my God, a sensory overload. But think, this is like what Helen Keller felt when Annie Sullivan was like spilling water into her hand. It felt just like when I felt me belching in through the speaker. Or Kendall saying, what? I don't know that answer. You know?
I've never said that.
That was a direct quote. But no, don't you think so, Kendall? You know how I remember in Mr. Holland's Opus how his son sat on that speaker?
Yeah.
It's like that.
Well, don't you remember me talking about how I could like... feel when you were talking in my ear in a headphone. I could feel the breath because it was so loud.
Yeah, listening to our show on headphones, if you can hear, is like being at the Twister ride at Universal Studios.
It's a sensory overload.
But what I'm saying out there is, if you have a deaf friend, say, hey, you might want to hold a speaker while I play this show, and you could both enjoy it together, because I think that it's entertaining enough just to hold it.
That's what she said.
Hey,
Cliff,
so.
How long would you wait to listen to me?
How long would you wait?
Cliff, how long would you wait?
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 Asking how long would the listeners wait for this segment to just go ahead and start?
For the segment to start, how long would they wait?
Hold on, I just got to take a drink of my drink over here.
Oh, I need another drink. Where is that St. Patrick's Day sherry?
Oh my God, wait, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Look, hold on, let me stop the music. Cliff, I'm so sorry. The other day I was cleaning in here, and of course I picked up the sherry, and I was just carrying it around like a big bottle of booze.
Like a big dummy,
And I took, as I usually do everything.
Yeah.
And I went to the storage closet to put the cleaning supplies back up, and I took it with me, and I remember setting it down on the shelf in there. I'm so sorry.
You left it in the storage closet?
Yes.
Kendall, that sherry's not for storing.
Well, I know, so I guess we'll just do the show without sherry.
No, here, you start, you wait. How long will you wait for me to get back? I'll be right back.
Well, don't make us wait too long. Oh, let's see. What am I going to do? Mrs. Butterchurn, why don't you come in here and join me for this sec... Where is she? Oh, my God. They're gone. Cliff,
is not here. And now Mrs. Potter and Mr. Snodbottom are gone. They went to the outdoor ballet. Cliff, what is taking so long? Oh my God, where is he? Oh God. Okay, I guess I could do a How Long Would You Wait by myself, maybe? I don't know. Let's see. Let me see if Cliff responds to a text. Riveting podcasting. Well, let's see. Okay. Is anybody else around? Who would be around? Sheriff Frog Blast? Pussy Bottom? Wonder what Ralphie Blarb is up to these days. I wonder if Terry the Temp is even around Busheltown. Maybe she might come in. I'm sure Cliff has found the St. Patrick's Day sherry and he's just drinking the whole thing. Okay, I'm going to send that to Terry. And hopefully she'll respond and we'll get on with the show. I'm sorry, listeners, it's been a very long week here at on Cliff and Kendall. And I don't know what's been going on with Cliff. He's been a little flaky these days. I don't know, maybe he's decided to just quit the show. And he's walked away from the show forever. Oh my God, who is that? Oh my God, Terry!
Hey!
Hey, Terry, how are you? Where are you? You're in Busheltown.
I was right down the street at the Erotic Bakery when I got your text. I was piping pubic hair onto a vagina cake.
Oh my God, I love those vagina cakes. They are really creamy.
They're a hit.
They're very creamy. Well, anyway, I'm so glad that you could come over and help us on the show today. Look, I've got to explain what happened. Cliff went to go get something. And I don't know where he went. He's left us, and I need somebody to just fill in for the show.
You don't know where he went.
Kendall, what are you doing? Terry the Temp is here.
Well, of course she's here. You've been gone for like 20 minutes.
Kendall, I got locked.
You should have heard what was going on the show while you were gone.
I got locked in the storage closet. I thought that we taped over the thing, so it didn't do that. I was locked in the storage closet. I was banging.
Charles, Charles promised he was going to fix it. Charles.
He didn't fix it. Kendall, I've been in there. Welcome, Terry.
What are we? Thank you for coming by, Terry. I'm sorry that you had to witness this.
Now there's some St. Patrick's Day sherry left. Terry, do you want some St. Patrick's Day sherry?
I would love it.
Of course you would. Here you go. I'm going to pour you some right here.
Have a glass. Okay. Mrs. Potter Butter Butterturn gave us this so many years ago. Kendall, like an idiot, left it in the storage closet.
I got
stuck in there.
It's good.
I kept banging my knees on those big fiber bar cases.
It just gets better with time.
Fiber bar. Oh, yeah, that's right.
I sort of developed a distaste for them over the years. That's why there's so many in the storage closet.
We had so many up.
It's like eating coasters.
Well, you know, every once in a while they do bring out a new flavor, and it's like, oh, this new flavor is good because I couldn't stay in the last one.
The new coaster.
Terry, we're about to do a segment here. Were you doing it?
The listeners have been waiting for so long. They stopped waiting. They decided they couldn't wait that long.
Terry, you are wearing a chef's hat and you have frosting on you.
It's a long story. It includes vaginas, Cliff.
Leave me out of it then. Let's just go ahead and do
I'll send you the footage.
Okay.
Let's just do, how long would we wait?
How long would we wait?
Terry, will you want to play with us, Terry, even though I came back?
Always.
Of course, stay around. Come on, it's more fun with more people.
Alright.
Alright, Cliff, why don't you go ahead and ask us how long we wait for something?
Okay.
I would wait 2 minutes for a semi-truck.
Terry, this is just, we ask you how long you're going to wait. How long would you wait for this?
That's a great description of this segment, Cliff. How long would it take you to have to wait for that?
Is it multiple choice or just do
it?
How long would you wait?
Okay.
You set the time, no parameters. Number one thing, Seattle Seahawks Super Bowl ring. How long would you wait just right there for the Seattle Super Bowl
ring? If you were going to get that for free, they were going to hand it over to you. How long would you wait for that?
Not long. Like 5 minutes, maybe.
Minutes.
I don't know. I don't care.
There you go.
I'm with you, Terry.
They can keep it.
5 minutes will be a long time for me to wait.
Well, now wait a minute though. We maybe could pawn it.
Oh, you could sell it though. Yeah,
for sure.
We could pawn it.
How long would you wait to pawn it?
I'd have to know the details, but
oh, Kendall, you're getting too detailed over there.
I'm sorry. I think about things too much.
Okay, I got one for you here. If you were had the chance to have a one-on-one meet and greet with Tim Burton himself, have like lunch with him, how long would you wait for that?
Oh, I would wait as long as it took.
Long as it took.
You should be standing there dead. Still waiting.
I would bring a sleeping bag. It would be like Star, like those people that camp out for Star Wars.
It'd be like hands on a hard body contest. You'd be the last one on Tim Burton.
Yeah. Hands on a hard body.
Alright.
Speaking of bodies, this is a sort of about a body. Terry, how long would you wait for this? One of those really big hats like Rose wore in Titanic. Remember she had that real big hat
on? Oh, yeah.
How long would you just wait for there for that? Just one of those big hats. They could come back at any time.
You mean to purchase one?
No, they're going to give it to you. This is all free.
Everything is free. It's how long would you wait to get this thing for free?
One of those hats.
Yeah, you're thinking of our segment is The Price Right, where you name the price. This is no price. This is all free.
Okay.
These are free goods. It's a big free hat.
I don't know. 30 minutes?
30 minutes.
30 minutes.
Got it.
Terry, the new iPhone that's just about to come out. It's all the rage. The new Apple iPhone 6. How long would you wait for?
0 minutes.
0 minutes.
Oh. Zero.
I don't care. Right. I'll wait. I don't have to have it.
I don't wait.
It's a phone.
Terry, we've got phones. All the things that an iPhone... I don't have an iPhone.
I temped at the Apple store once. I've got connections. I don't have to wait in line.
Oh, God. I need to talk to you later then about getting this new iPhone 6.
You're lucky you didn't temp at the Apple factory or you probably would have committed suicide.
It was on This American Life.
Anyway,
I'm sure, yeah.
Speaking of this Busheltown life that we're living, Terry, how long would you wait for this? One of those big boxes of like 40 crystals. You know,
a steamer pack. That's what they call them.
A steamer pack. I don't think that's what the kids are calling a steamer pack, but...
No, don't look that... Don't Google that, folks. No. Not while you're at work. Wait till you're home. And even when it's questionable.
On your own time.
A big steamer trunk. How long? Full of crystals. How long are you going to wait for that?
While wearing my Titanic hat.
Yeah, wearing that big hat.
I don't know.
You already waited 30 minutes for the hat.
Well, it doesn't take that long to make them, so I'm gonna say 10 to 15 minutes.
Got it.
How long would you wait to hear that in your face?
That's all the things
I feel like waiting on.
Is that all we're waiting for?
Waiting for today.
All right, well, that's all we're waiting for. Well, Terry, I see you're checking your watch there. I guess you got to get back and pipe more pubes onto stuff.
Yep, I got to finish that vagina cake.
But I do appreciate you coming at such short notice. It was an emergency.
I am always excited to come here.
Well, and Terry, come back at the end of the day when you get off, if there are any, especially if there's any those stale vagina cakes.
Well, you know, we do have the irregulars at like clothing stores. Sometimes sometimes that happens very common with our penis, anything penis shaped. Uh-huh. We have a lot of irregulars.
If you've got a crooked penis cake, bring it on over.
Speaking of cakes, penises, and irregularity, thank you, Terry, for coming in. We appreciate it. And we'll hopefully come back, honestly, with some of those day-old dongs, okay?
We'd love to.
You got it.
All right, see you later, Terry.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Terry.
Oh, Cliff, I really hope that Terry brings back some of those pastries from the
Rock
Bakery.
I hope that she does, too. I know that you enjoy those pastries. I know how you enjoy them.
I love the vagina piping, Cliff.
I know you love a good vagina piping. Kendall, there was one other thing that I thought of. Before we go, before we wrap this mother up.
We're talking nothing about vandalism.
It's terrible. If you are
something tells me there's going to be a vandalism episode in your future, listeners.
I don't know. If you're a teen out there considering vandalism, don't. But Kendall, I was thinking the other day.
Well put. You were thinking that the other day, and you were thinking it yesterday, and you were thinking it today.
That's sort of an eternal thought. No, I was thinking another thought. I was doing that, but I was thinking while I was doing it. I thought, you know, it was the worst thing is when you have like a cut or something in a weird place that requires a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
And isn't it awful like when you put a Band-Aid on a really hairy part of your body and when you put it on, you're like, this is going to be terrible coming off. You just hope that it gets sweated off.
accidentally, and so
you don't wear it anymore.
Yeah, so you don't have to like just you know how magically they just like sweat off like right when you're healed, and so anyway, I just thought that today as I was putting a band-aid in a particularly hairy, strange nook of my body,
and that is sad.
That is sad that I have such.
It's
nooks.
Sad that we had a 40-minute conversation about band-aids.
I'm not sure what's so sad about the show. I couldn't tell you what's transpired in the last half hour. But I want to thank.
Who could?
I want to thank Terry the Temp for stepping up, for coming in, for pinch hitting.
Yeah.
Thanks, Terry.
Don't run off to the storage closet by yourself again, Cliff.
Lesson learned.
I'm not so great by myself.
All right.
Cliff,
well, we knew
if
that.
If our listeners think that's true,
yes.
Go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com. Give us a call on our fat line at 818-308-4FAT or listen to us on Rye 99 at 4 a.m. on Sunday mornings.
Rye 99.
Yes, Kendall, and I have a quote to share.
Quote me up.
It is not easy to find happiness in ourselves, and it is not possible to find it elsewhere. And that was said by who but Agnes Repplier.
Beautiful, Cliff.
Beautiful.
Cliff, graffiti is one of the few tools you have if you have almost nothing. Even if you don't come up with a picture to cure world poverty, you can make something smile while they're having a piss. And that was Banksy that said that.
Oh, Banksy. You're incorrigible.
At least he didn't write God Hates Fats on the side.
At least he didn't. You know, I want to say boycott the West Busheltown Baptist Church.
Yes, do.
That's a quote from me.
That was from Cliff.
Take me home, country roads, to a place I belong. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the show. We'll see you here next time on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Don't got nothing for that one.